This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans 15:4. It says there, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." End of quote. Bible gives us the true life histories of people who lived on this planet Earth. They are Exhibit A and case studies proving God's love and faithfulness. God uses their life histories to encourage and equip you. Bible also reminds us God uses people's past to shape and prepare them for future services for Him. Whatever happened in the past in your life, good or bad, God is able and willing to use for the furtherance of His kingdom. An important side note here. You see, God is eager to use the bad things that happened in the past. Your painful experiences, betrayals, sufferings, and even failures for His wonderful glory. The reason is God can turn your bad into good and for His glory. You would not do it. Your family and friends would not do it. However, God would. You see, people may have left you. Friends may have abandoned you. Wealth may have disappeared. Health may have deteriorated. Children may go astray. Your spouse may have died before you. Your brothers or sisters may accuse and talk against you. In the midst of all, you would figure out God is 100% faithful and would never leave you nor abandon you. God loves and cares for you, and He can sovereignly turn around all bad and painful experiences of the past to make you more mature, strong, resilient, equipped, and ready to serve Him. God has yet plans for your life. He has not finished with you as of yet. You see, your neighborhood, your workplace, your city, your nation, and the whole world is filled with people who are deeply broken one way or another. The people who are hurt deeply, failed sadly, and then they bounced back with God's help and grace. They would be able to hold the hands of those who are hurt and minister to them confidently. You see, broken people are generally hungry and thirsty for God's care, mercy, and love. And God opens the horizons of your opportunities. And He sends you as His ambassador to people around you who are ready for harvest. Alternatively, let me ask you, are you broken now? If you are broken, listen, you are ripe for God's love and intervention. God personally calls you to come to His Son, Jesus Christ, and become His child. He would give you new meaning and hope for your life. You can pray after me in just a few seconds at the end of today's insight. Our today's insight says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." End of quote. Bible is God's manual for your life. It teaches you endurance, perseverance, or hanging tough when things go wrong. You do not raise the white flag and quit. Bible divinely stimulates encouragement inside you. The Holy Spirit guides you through it all. Tough times produce unshakable hope amid seemingly hopeless situations. God's Word is the heavenly wonder bread and living water that energizes you. It boosts your energy and stamina more than an energy bar, energy drink could ever do. God's wonder bread and a jar of water gave superior strength to Elijah. He traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb with some bread and a jar of wonder drink. You see, Bible is written to give us superior and divine strength, endurance, encouragement, and hope when everything else fails. It provides light and direction during darkness and confusion. Keep the Bible your daily diet, daily wonder bread, regular energy drink. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to read and study the Bible every day. May you and your words give me endurance, encouragement, and hope. I know all things that happened in my life were for a divine purpose. I surrender my life and my painful experiences to your throne of grace. Use me, my pains, my hurts, all for your glory. Use me to touch people who are hurting. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died and rose again for my sins. Now I surrender my life to you, Lord, and for your purpose. I'm available, and use me, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.